This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There are some striking new numbers out today about the Affordable Care Act and the number of people enrolling for coverage who were previously uninsured. A report from McKinsey & Company, quoted in the Wall Street Journal, says that only 11% of the people who signed up for coverage on the healthcare exchanges didn't have insurance before. Those data don't reflect all the people signing up, just a statistical sample. But to talk about it, we've got our healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein from the Health Desk at WHYY. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Lizzie.
11% is not a big number. Insurance companies were supportive of the law in part because they saw a chance to increase their customer base. They may not be that psyched about what looks like a pretty small number preliminarily. What's the reaction here?
That's a solid point, Lizzie. You know, insurers certainly, and what we're going to see over the coming months is that insurers are going to be really ramping up their advertising spending. So if you turn on the TV, be aware before March 31st, which is the new deadline for anybody who wants to get insurance through the exchanges, they're probably going to be inundated by a lot of commercials with the insurance companies saying, hey, come sign up with us. For a little perspective here, Cece Connolly with PricewaterhouseCoopers said, you really have to understand that for insurance companies, this exchange marketplace really is just a tiny fraction of their business.
They are really viewing 2014 as the learning year. It's almost as if we've got our bicycle and our training wheels right now, because so much of this is brand new territory.
A larger question is, does it matter who the people are who are buying coverage on the exchange? Does it matter if they were uninsured previously or if they bought their own insurance or had insurance through a job?
From the insurer's point of view, Lizzie, this is really a mixed bag. On the one hand, if there are lots of people who are uninsured showing up, you know, we don't know much about, the insurer isn't going to know much about their medical past. And there's a lot of worry and consternation that these are people who haven't seen doctors in years, and they're going to need all kinds of tests and procedures and ultimately, you know, really expensive care, expensive front-end care. However, if you end up with not as many uninsured people buying plans on the exchanges, then these are people who've probably already had primary care doctors. Their conditions are most likely more in check than not. And so potentially it could be a bit of a good thing, a silver lining, even though the insurers aren't getting as much new business as they'd like from the uninsured.
For folks who didn't buy plans, why didn't they?
You know, I think there are a lot of reasons. Like, obviously, part of it, healthcare.gov, the federal exchange website, was a disaster in the first months. And lots of people couldn't get on, and people are still continuing to struggle to log on and make phone calls and get in. So I think there are technical issues that are certainly part of the problem. Beyond that, though, you've got to look at price, Lizzie. I mean, you know, a lot of people who I talk to insist there are good deals out there to be had. But you've got to think about this. I mean, I did see one analysis that suggested that if you're a young, healthy person and you go without insurance, you're probably going to end up paying under $500. If you get insurance and you factor in the out-of-pocket costs and the premium up front, you're probably looking at over $1,200. So young, healthy people might balk at that.
Two important points here, Dan. These do not include the Medicaid expansion, and these are early numbers, right?
That's right. This is a preliminary report, and it should be said, Lizzie, that this is not the federal government coming out with numbers. So that's just a contextual point. And then you're right. You know, you might be a low-income earner, and you'll get coverage through a Medicaid program rather than through the exchange marketplace, as it were. So that's another option for people. However, if you don't qualify for Medicaid, if you earn too much money for that program, then the exchange is sort of your only option if you want to have healthcare coverage.
Dan Gorenstein, who covers healthcare for us, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.